Can we talk about the shoulder-mounted missile, or what other theories, or who the usual suspects are that would be involved in the plane actually coming down? What do you think, if you had to make your educated guess, what actually happened?
Well, there are three scenarios that still make sense. You know, I haven't been able to close the door on this. It's very frustrating. And I'm reluctant to say what happened unless I'm 100% confident. I could say with 100% confidence the missiles were fired. There are three contending theories. One is the first one that came out, that it was the U.S. Navy doing a test. Now, there is some very good evidence that this is the case, and that they were testing their ability to shoot an incoming aerial object in crowded skies, which suggests that they were aware of the planes plot, the Bojinka, subset. And they were aware that they had to be able to respond to it if it happened. That's scenario one. Scenario two, for which there may be the best of the scenarios, is that there was an actual plane filled with explosives in the process of attacking or flying towards New York, uncharted, untracked, and possibly even attacking TWA Flight 800 that the Navy was tracking. There was a Navy P-3, by the way, right overhead when this happened, which is a P-3 is sort of an aerial reconnaissance plane.
Right.
And the resulting explosion, the missiles were fired at that. At least one of them hit that second plane. That blew up and took out Flight 800. There's at least 10 eyewitnesses to a second airplane, which is, again, eyewitnesses are shaky one-on-one. And en masse, they have a value.
Well, so that would imply that the second airplane had lights on.
No, they were skin painting it, and that is that they were, wouldn't have had a transponder either, but they could, the air traffic controllers could pick up the reflections, essentially. It's not...
Okay, so the witnesses were the air traffic controllers?
There were witnesses, too. See, it still wasn't quite dark.
Okay, so it wasn't quite that they would be able to have seen a second plane from
right.
where they were. Okay.
Right. And just from their perspective, there were about 10 such witnesses. Again, I can't say absolutely how reliable they are, but it's a fascinating theory. And if it isn't the truth, there has been a misinformation campaign to make it seem like the truth, because James Sanders and I have heard this from several sources inside the military. The third possibility is the what they call the man pad, the man portable aerial defense system. It could be a Stinger, but I don't think this would have been a shoulder-fired missile. This is a recent revelation. Captain Ray Laurie, retired United Airlines captain in Los Angeles, who's been pressing this case through the courts, just got some redacted information where they had eyewitnesses saying they saw that night, and this made me rethink the possibility that this might be actually true, because I had almost counted this possibility out, a boat. With a tarp over the top of it and a slender tube sticking out from the center of it, And it was captained, and on the boat they saw a guy with dark hair and a mustache. So maybe there is a possibility that this was some form of man pad, that is a man portable aerial defense system. Not the kind you throw on your shoulder. I don't think that's capable of doing it at 13,000 feet, not causing the kind of damage it did. But if they had more sophisticated, more upgraded system, not impossible. All three of these scenarios, though, suggest that we were waiting and looking for an aerial terrorist attack that was on the horizon.
All right. So just so I understand it, you're saying that some sort of shoulder-mounted ground-to-air missile would be incapable of bringing down Flight 800.
I would say it would be incapable of causing the magnitude of damage that was caused.
I'm not sure I understand that. I would seem like jet fuel and a butane lighter could cause the damage.
Well, I mean, if it got real lucky, but it just stretches the odds. I mean, it's not impossible, but however, if they had an upgraded version of some form of missile, like a terrorist missile, and if they had a launching pad that was something like a boat underneath the flight, rather than on shore, then it begins to make some sense.
You know, I don't know enough about rockets, but it would seem like that's a fairly precarious arrangement. You'd have to have a rather large boat, just if you, because if you had a larger rocket, just wouldn't you get a lot of the exhaust flames would be enough to start that boat on fire, it would seem.
I agree. I think that it is the least likely of the three scenarios. However, I cannot rule it out, and there are some very serious people who believe that to be true.
All right. So, but scenarios one and two would imply a level of complicity by the U.S. Navy, which would be criminal, that they would have intentionally taken down a plane just for, say, in using your scenario number one, that we would have taken the plane down as a sort of a proof of concept that it done.
I may have not have been clear. In neither case would it have been intentional to shoot that
1,800.
What they would have been trying to do with scenario one is to take out an unmanned like a drone.
I see.
In traffic, because that's where they expected to find it. They
and
had
then,
to be able to prove to themselves they could. It's if that were the case, it was so reckless as to be beyond belief. But
right.
Nonetheless, it would have been done specifically to address the plane spot, the possibility that Islamic terrorists were going to fly planes into a city like New York City, because there's no point in doing that exercise in crowded traffic and in a city's circumstance.
Well, I get that. I mean, I guess that's really boneheaded.
If that were the case, yes. I mean, it would have been unthinkably stupid.
Okay, because it would have been so easy to time that out where there wasn't a plane overhead, and all they would have had to have done is probably coordinate something without anybody even knowing that they were coordinating it. They would probably have enough radar information on their own without even having to go through the FAA to know that there was a plane overhead.
Yeah.
Don't do it now. Wait. Skies clear. Fire. I mean, it would seem that they could do that.
Well, and that's why I was originally skeptical of that, and I lean towards the second scenario.
Scenario number two being that they were firing at an actual bomb-laden private jet heading toward Flight 800, and they didn't get it in time to prevent it from either hitting Flight 800 or their own missile ended up being part of the chain reaction that brought Flight 800 down.
That's pretty much it.